Preston and Scalzo and Brust were presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. He is Ben Brust. I'm Greg Scalzo. Josh DiMaggio running the show, and against my better judgment, Josh's better judgment, Ben Brust is calling the shots today.
Do I have full power to pull the plug at this at any moment?
No.
What?
You're on the boat now. There's no getting off the boat. Of course. What do you mean? What are you going to do? We now introduce to the Scalzo and Brust family, Catherine from St. Louis, friends with Ben's new girlfriend, Vil.
Vil. Are we sticking with Vil?
We'll stick with whatever you want to stick with. Vil does not like it.
She likes Green of Earth.
All right, then we'll go Green of Earth.
I'm not going to call her anything besides girlfriend.
Girlfriend?
Girlfriend, okay.
Or else I will mess it up.
Okay.
All right, girlfriend. For you. Fair enough.
So before I ask any questions of you, Catherine, I just want to look at Ben Brust awkwardly interviewing you. So you guys take it away.
Not only that, but I have him looking at me and Liv behind me. That is not going well. Continue.
Ben Brust, what do you got?
I love that I yelled at somebody across our airwaves this entire week for saying her first name on the air, and then we bring her friend on. I can't yell at her friend.
No. Sure you can.
Well, you're better
Catherine,
off.
Catherine, what the hell are you doing? Is this your first time on the radio?
Yeah.
All right. What is a red flag that I need to be aware of Vil or Green of Earth or girlfriend? Just not the
girlfriend,
one.
Girlfriend, she's scared of oranges. Did you know that?
Scared of oranges. Is that true?
I don't know if that's still a thing, but either way, that's just a big red flag that it was a thing once.
All right. What else? Any ex-boyfriends I need to be aware of?
She either has a record of goody-goody boyfriends or very bad boys. So I'm not sure where you fall yet.
Oh, I know exactly where he falls.
Bad boys?
No, you are on the goody-goody side.
Yeah. I'm not saying I'm a bad boy, but how many bad boys were there?
Only really one.
Okay, so bad boy.
But he was a bad boy.
He was a
bad boy.
He was a bad boy.
Is this the most recent boyfriend?
No, not the most recent. This one was a few times ago.
The verbiage is killing me right now. Bad boys a few times ago? That sounds like it was like last week.
Well,
Catherine, do you feel like this insecurity coming from Ben is becoming or unbecoming right now?
Definitely. I think he's a little more nervous than any of us.
Okay. So you're not nervous?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Well, not anymore.
Jeez, yeah, I'm
settling in nice.
The pits are sweating over here. I'll buy you a shot later if you say something nice about me.
No bribery. What is your first impression of Ben Brust?
Well, I'm meeting him in person for the first time today, and so far, so good.
Ooh, there's some
there was a trepidation there.
Well, I am starting fresh, first time today.
Okay.
Well, you spent 10 minutes with him, I think, or 15. He probably said it was 10, maybe more than that beforehand.
Yeah, 10, 15 minutes. I thought I rocked it in those 10 to 15 minutes.
Like, what?
They were definitely a good first impression. I'm excited for dinner tonight, though. Like you said, I hear he's good on tequila, apparently. Golden Retriever. That's what we're looking for. I'm excited to see that side. I haven't seen that yet.
So you want to see me do something where I do something bad and have to, like, suck up to you?
No,
like,
I don't want you to do anything
like,
bad.
Like, explain the Golden Retriever
theory. Ben asked you, the Golden Retriever theory is that Ben, no matter how bad he embarrasses himself or how bad he, I'm trying to say nice things about
you. You don't have to. About
how bad he invites others to take care of his business or pushes work onto other people, he kind of just gives you that, like, it's the equivalent of a golden retriever going into your house, peeing on the carpet, but then, like, looking up at you with those big brown eyes and wagging its tail, and you're like, oh, it's okay, bud. It's okay.
Okay, now I definitely see that.
Yeah.
You got that vibe in the first 10 to 15 minutes?
Okay, if we're just doing first impressions, no. But I have... You're making a good impression now.
Whoa!
All right, so Ben Brust asked you, I think unfairly, the biggest red flag about your friend
okay, it's not just me
about
anymore.
Your friend Vil. The biggest red flag that you've heard from Vil about Ben is what?
The biggest red flag that I've heard about Ben from Vil is I'm gonna not comment on
that. Oh, come on!
That is a good business decision.
You threw your friend under the bus. You've never met this guy.
Right, but...
She wants it to be a pleasant weekend. Right?
Yes, and we like Ben. We like Ben now.
Okay. All right. We like Ben now.
Josh, I hate Josh's laughter.
Like I said, starting fresh this weekend.
I know that means that there was a point where we did not like Ben.
Take with that what you will, but we like Ben now.
No, I mean, it is a factual statement. I mean, the way that you said it means there was a time in which we didn't like Ben.
Josh, he's going to cut that, and then we'll live on the show forever.
Ben will get an opportunity to redeem himself this weekend.
Did I agree to have her on?
This is redemption weekend for Ben Bross. That's what we've got here. Redemption weekend for Ben Bross with his girlfriend's friends in town. What's the worst thing that Ben could do this weekend to lose you guys?
It ain't happening. Don't worry, Catherine.
The worst thing? Not. Oh, try to keep up with us.
Ooh. That's the worst thing.
Okay.
Actually I worry about, because I was going to say I'm not worried. Ben is great in these spots. He's one of the best guys that I know, in all seriousness, as much as I give him crap. But he's not going to be able to keep up with you guys. Like, I haven't seen you very much, but I can tell right off the bat.
I can tell, too. I ain't going to be able to keep up with that.
And he's honest about it.
Yeah.
I'm giving you, like I said, I'm giving you back for the now. Fresh start this weekend.
Do you want me to keep up with you?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. All right, I got to put my big boy pants on.
He's not going to show up.
Yeah, because I hope you know, girlfriend was saying, well, he's a little older, so you know, I don't know. I'm not sure if he's going to go out with us. He'll probably go home after dinner or drinks or something.
What the hell?
Hold on. I'm going to bust through your. We have to go to break, Josh, because now I need to bring this to you all. Ben Bross told me that he's going to go to the leasing office of his apartment building because the people outside at the pool are being too loud at 10 p.m. He's got a pool in
his
building.
It was a Wednesday.
And they're hanging out. People are having fun. He's going to go to the leasing office and shut the party down. How does that make you young women feel?
Karen vibes.
Karen vibes.
Loser status.
Loser status. Karen
friends.
Vibes. Thumbs down.
Thanks, Greg. Catherine has been a pleasure. I look forward to dinner tonight. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Catherine. Karen vibes, Ben Bross. We will come back. We'll circle back. We'll talk NBA draft. Johnny Davis goes number 10 overall to the Wizards. The Bucks grab somebody from the G League. And we'll also talk a little bit about that leasing office controversy with Ben Bross going there to complain about the folks at his pool. All coming up on Scalzo and Bross, back in 2 minutes, live from Summerfest. We're presented by Bud Light.